This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
Two older horses left still to run, dodging bullets as I kind of been there before. Both deserved to take their chance, but probably not quite what they were. But as you say, a team of a lot of youngsters.
But you're in very good shape, and you've had a terrific season even before we even get to Prestbury Park.
Yeah, we've had more winners this season than we had the whole of last year. Plenty of prize money, just a bit short on the grade one horses, but so's everybody, bar Colin.
And you've had a reasonable run at it too, haven't you? I mean, it's not, abandonments haven't been a major. You've managed to get runs into what you needed to get runs into.
Yeah, pretty well, and I don't mind running a lot of them fresh and well first time up, so the horses we need to be fresh will be, and the ones that had their runs, it's all gone to plan.
Talk about a few, if I may, Zarkander. Terrific to see him back to his best at the weekend.
It was, yeah. He won nicely. Harry gave him a good ride and just shows he had a little tweak of his breathing over Christmas, and that's obviously helped him. And, you know, he's a lively outsider in the World Hurdle.
He's quite entitled to go and take his chance, isn't he?
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. He's rated 154 or 5 now. That puts you right in the mix.
Safi, they're going to go for the Gold Cup almost certainly.
Yeah, and Andy's very keen to run him in that, and it's probably hard to argue against that because he'll end up with top weight in one of the handicaps. And yeah, he's very much in the mould of My Will of Andy used to own that finished fourth in the race. So you never know, he might run well, jump well, and run into a place. Or my view is if he'll have done very well if he finishes fifth or sixth. But experience won't be lost on him.
There's a twinkle in your eye every time I look at you and think about novice chasers. You're quite excited, aren't you?
We've got some nice novice chasers. Le Presien is a very nice horse. Movie with the Times, Ibis de Roe. There's a lot of nice horses there, yeah.
Politologue's caught a lot of eyes. Just explain, if you would, why put a hood on a horse like that?
Just because it gets a bit hot and wound up in the preliminaries. It just keeps a lid on and keeps him chilled, and it worked very nicely at Kempton.
It was a very small field. The one thing we know about Cheltenham is wherever he ends up, there's going to be big fields. It might just suit a horse like that, mightn't it?
It will, because he jumps nicely and he'll get a toe into a race, whereas he's had to do a lot of his own donkey work.
And move with the times, that Betfair form might yet turn out to be very hot, mightn't it?
I think he's good form. He's a very smart horse. We know the winner's a very smart horse. Won last year's champion bumper. Don't know what race we're going to run in yet, but he is a smart horse for the future.
Have we reached the stage almost where you know what you want to run? It's now deciding which is the right race for them.
Well, I've only entered the handicaps today, so I need to look at the weights and see what chances they've got, and if they've got no chance, they won't be going.
And also, of the others, Paul, you know, you've always found one that's come sort of fairly late on the scene, and Win Canton last Saturday, you added a very impressive one to the list.
Dreamcatching, yeah, I never really thought about the Fred Winder till he won on Saturday, and then I thought Saturday night, well, he's progressive, you've got to have an entry, so you never know.
Is it a case that now the spring's coming in and maybe one or two of these horses, they will find that extra yard that will make them outsiders into serious players?
Yeah, I mean, Dreamcatch is very much in the mode of Calando, who won the race 2 years ago. He'd won a small race at Exeter. I really fancied him. He looked great and went on improving, and he won the Fred Winter. So it'd be nice if we could repeat it.
And the one thing that never changes, get one on the board day one, that'll do nicely, and then the rest of the week can look after itself.
Yeah, exactly. So we got a few chances on the first day, but, you know, as I said, all lively outsiders, really.
But would you do with it drying up a bit?
It'll dry up between now and then, whatever, I would have thought.
But still, there's that great buzz, isn't there, around it?
Oh, great meeting.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.